just to speak out a little bit, we'll have to make up some ground tomorrow. But just to speak out a little bit of rate, and that is two ha'aris, just edel ha'aris. And we're just going to touch both of them. They're both longer sugyas, but in kan mekaymoy so much laharach. The first ha'ara is that the Mishnah said, Hamevi get echad gitei noshnim, the echad shechruri avadim, shavu lemoylech ulemevi. Vizu achas min adrochim, sheshavu gitei noshnim, the shechruri avadim. That there are three similarities. There are several similarities that you find between a get ish and a get shechur. One of them is that just like there's a takana, a b'fanai nechtav, a b'fanai nechtam, as it relates to a get isha, so too the same takana you have as it relates to a get shechur. So, hamevi get memdina sayam, not a get isha, but a get shechur, tzorich sheyoymar, b'fanai nechtav, u b'fanai nechtam. Freik toisvis, a murder kasha. Toys says like as follows. Dibra maschu shabu l'moylech l'meivi, it's the second to last toys on the yom. Vim toymar, bishloyma b'isha, bishloyma as it relates to a get isha. I understand the takana of b'fanai nechtav, u b'fanai nechtav. Why? Misha miguna. Avo be'eved my igun yesh. But what is the igun that you have by an eved? Tosis means that the Gemara asked on Daf Bezam Deis and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph that I have a fundamental problem with the whole takana of b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. Why? Because when a shliach says b'fanai nechtav, essentially he's saying etos. He's being made that something that we're a little unsure of is really okay. Now what's he saying etos on? According to Rabba, he's saying Eidos that the get was prepared properly. According to Rava, he's saying Eidos that the shtaris are good shtaris, meaning that the chasimas are good signatures. But regardless, the Eved is saying Eidos. And the Gemara's kasha was that how could a shliach by himself say Eidos? L'chayro, we're dealing with a davish of erva, the ain davish of erva, pachas b'shlein. That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's teretz was that this is a situation of iguna, umishum iguna, akilu be'rabon. So Frey Tois is a bomb of a kasha. He says, bishloima, I understand, by a get isha. Where there's an issue on Mishum Iguna, some Mishum Iguna, Akilu Bei Rabbanon. And that's why we're going to trust the Shliach as an Eid Echad. According to Rabbah, Kide Islay, according to Rabbah, Kide Islay. But a Get Shichru, there's no Aguna over here. What's the Aguna? This person's an Eved. Okay, so he's an Eved. That's not Iguna. So my Iguna Yesh. Azoy Frey Toys Akasha. Zog, Toys is Vyesh Loimar, the Chosh of Igun, Hada Asabe Baschoyrin, Umasha Inam Eschayben Mitzvahs. The fact that this man can't marry a baschoyrin because he's an eved, and eved's not allowed to marry a baschoyrin. Baschoyrin's not allowed to marry an eved. Additionally, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. An eved cannot, he's a chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha. But he's not chayiv in all 613 mitzvahs. So therefore, we look at this as being a situation of igun, and therefore the same kula of nishum iguna akilu be'rabbanon that you have as it relates to an isha, you're going to have as it relates to an eved as well. Freit Reb Kiva Eiger. I don't understand Tosfos' kasha. What was the problem in the Tchilas HaSugya? Why the Gemara had to come on to Meshum Iguna, Kilu Bei Rabbana? It was because we're dealing with a Davash Heba Erva. The ain't Davash Heba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Of a Freik Rab Kiva Eger, what's the Davash Heba Erva over here? We're dealing over here with an Eved. An Eved's not a Davash Heba Erva. So if it's not a Davash Heba Erva, so what should be the problem? Now the truth is, there were two Gersoyas in the Gemara in Daf Bez and in the Gemara in Daf Gimel, in terms of what the Gemara's kasha was, why it is that an Eid Echad himself shouldn't be believed to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. In one girsa, the Gemara was asking two kashas. One kasha was, it's a davish of the erva, vein davish of the erva, pachas mishnayim. But a second kasha, and that is that Eid Echad, whose neman b'yisurim, is only neman if it's not a schazik yisura. But if it's a schazik yisura, it'd be a problem. So the emes is, it could be that this Eved is viewed as being a schazik as an Eved. So you want now, as an Eid Echad, to go keneged that chazoka, that would be a problem. But let's go with the other gears in the Gemara. That the Gemara had one kasha and one kasha only. And that is, it's the davish of the erva, vein davish of the erva, pachis mishnayim. Freik Rab Kiva Eiger, what's the davish of the erva when it comes to an Eved Kanani? So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Zois LeYakov from my Goyin Agadol Reb Shmuel Yankov. This is in Zois LeYakov Al HaTorah. It's in Parshas Shoftim. And he brings a teretz that he heard from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, to answer Reb Kiva Eiger's kasha. And that is, the halacha is that if somebody walks into Beis Din and is made regarding a Koyin that he's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, we accept their eidos, obviously. How many Eidim do you need to testify that someone's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza? So the first Mishnah Masechtas Makis, Meidin Anu Bishploini, Shehu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, Ein Noim Rem Yasezeh Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, Tachtav Eloloi Karban. It sounds like you need to aid him. Meidin Anu Bishploini, Shehu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. The Emma says it's a Mefurisho Gemara. It's a Gemara, it's even a Sugya, it's a Masechtas Kedushin, a Perka Oimer, Daf Samech Vav Amadeis. The Gemara says, Bok Tzeina, that in order to say Eidos on someone, that he's a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, you would have to have two Eidim. The Tosfos read on that Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samech Vav says that you see from here a gewaldige chiddush that to testify that somebody is mipsulei kohuna or miksherei kohuna is a davar shebe'erva. How does he know that? Because otherwise, why would you need two Eidim? L'chayre, to say Eidus that someone's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, is a shayla v'sveheter. He's a chalal or he's a kayin kasher. He could do the avodah, he could eat truma, right? It sounds like it's a question of isavah. It's not davar shebe'erva mamon. And by the way, even though there are monetary implications, in isavah heter, there are also monetary implications. But the chefs of the edus is not being made that somebody owes somebody money. The edus is that his mother was a grush and his father was a kayin. And as a result, he's a ben grush. His mother was a chalutza and his father was a kayin. As a result, he's a ben chalutza. The edus itself, you would think, is isavah heter. A bazak to taisis read, in this gemara, I see a very big chiddush. I see that really the edus of psulei kohuna, such as ben grush ben chalutza, is an eidus of davar shebe'erva. And if that's the case, says the Tosfos Rid, I think to be made on someone that he's mipsulei hakol, to testify that someone's a mamzer, that's me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan, like saying that somebody is a chalal, that too is going to be a davar shebe'erva, and it's going to follow all the gedarim of davar shebe'erva, most notably, ein davar shebe'erva, pachas mishnayim. As I state in Tosfos Rid, the Shef Shemaitza, in Shemaitza Vav, is Meirich, that even though the Tosfos Rid said, Doshte in the Gemara, and it certainly feels like Doshte in the Gemara, but in the Rambam it's mavur not that way. The Rambam is in Hilchas Sanhedrin, it's in Perik Tezayin, it's Pasuk Vav. I'll just read one line in the Rambam. Omar Eid Echad Chelav Kloyos Huzeh. If an Eid Echad walks into Bezdin and he says, this piece of meat, I know it's from the Chelav HaKloyos, meaning you're not allowed to eat it. It's one of the Chalavim that you're not allowed to eat. Kilei HaKerem and Peres Eilu. These Peres, they're Kilei HaKerem. Gerusha or Zoyna he ishazu. This woman is either a Gerusha or she's a Zoyna. The Ochal, and then somebody went ahead and he ate the Chelav HaKloyos. He ate this Kilei HaKerem. Oy Baal Be'edim. Or let's say a Kayan was boiled this Gerusha. That Loch is a Reza Loika. He's going to get Malchus. Afa Pisha Ikara Isser Be'edacha. Meaning, even though we only know that this woman is a grusha based on the edus of an edacha, but if someone, a kohen, let's say he's going to be boiled this grusha right now, he's going to have a din of a boiled grusha, and he's going to get mal. Because this is what we know as the halach of yuchsak. Yuchsak says that once an edacha establishes something as being a certain way, we can assume this is the way it is, and therefore we can give malchus and mises bez, and we can do whatever we need to do based on the edus of an edacha. Right? You would think, how can an edacha even indirectly call somebody Malkus, call someone Mises Bez? It's the sugi of Yuchzak, not our sugi. But the bottom line is, says the Shmaitzi, you see from here, that an Eid Echad is all you need to say that a woman is a Grusha, a woman is a Zayna. To say a woman's a Grusha, a woman's a Zayna, that's Mipsulei Kahuna. You're saying that she's Pasol Akayin. L'churu, it should be no different than saying that someone's a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza. But the bottom line is, it's Mavur that the Rambam holds, that to say that someone's a Grusha or someone is a Zayna, the halacha is that you don't need to Eidim, but we treat it like regular Issev HaHeter, and the halach is Eid Echad Nema Bisur. If that's the case, so what's Takib Shat? Eidin Anu Bishploinu Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Why do you need to Eidim to say that somebody is a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza? Why do you need to Eidim to establish that someone is Mipsulei HaKal? If really all it is Issev HaHeter, it's not a davar shebe'erva, so why do you need to wait? And Taisus Rid was Mechiach, it's a davar shebe'erva. Okay, so if it's a davar shebe'erva, it's a davar shebe'erva. But as it relates to the Rambam, it's clear that the Rambam didn't hold that way, so why then do you need to wait then? So Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said that his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and he sends you to two places in Shari Chaim, Masechtas Gittin, it's in Siman Aleph he talks about it, and he talks about it in Siman Yud as well. That's Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the Sefer. Everyone knows the Sichas Musar, but Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has real Festus Svarim al Hashas as well. There's Shari Chaim on Masechtas Gittin, and in two Simonim, the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz said this inyan, and that is the Pasuk says, Lo yakum eid echad be'ish, l'chol ovoin u'l'chol chatos, b'chol cheta sheyechta al pishnei edem, oy al pish loy sheyedem yakum dov. So the Sifri on this pasuk says as follows. I would know from this pasuk, okay, you need two edim, maybe for the most chomer type of edus, for dine nefashis. How do you know you need two edim for dine mamon? This Talmud loymar, it says, l'yokum eid echot be'ish, l'chol avoin. L'chol avoin is mar, but even dine mamon is. L'karbonis minayin. How do you know you need two edim to say that someone's chayv to bring a carbon? Talmud loymar, the next word, l'chol chatos. L'makos minayin. How do you know you need two edim to say that somebody is chayiv malchus? Talmud loymar, it says, b'chol chet asher yecheta lahalois l'kohuna ulahoyrid mena kohuna minayin. How do you know you need two edim to establish someone as being a kosher kohen or lahoyrid mena kohuna to say that he's a chalol, for example? Talmud loymar, it says, l'chol avayin ulachol chatos. And from the words l'chol avayin u'l'chol chatos, from there I know that to establish someone as a kohen or l'hoyrid somebody min ha-kohuna, for that you need to wait. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that this drasha and this sifri is a little bit sasam. L'yokum eidechot be'ish l'chol avayin u'l'chol chatos, I know from there that you need to aid him to make someone a kohen or to be married someone from being a kohen. What's this drasha? Okay, so you're going to ask, you're going to tell me ein meshivan ala drashas, right? We don't understand drushes, so you can ask a kasha on a drush. You can't ask a kasha on something unless you understand it. So if you know how drushes work, you can ask a kasha. I'm a fart. This drusha seems to be very sosom. Said Reb Chaim Shmulevitz to Davar Nifla. He said, the pasuk says, lo yachum eid echad be'ish. And what the Torah is saying is that if you want to be made on an ish, you want to testify about a person, you want to say, vos is their ish, vos is their gavra, to tie up a gavra, lo yokum eid echad. And that's the hemshech, lo yokum eid echad be'ish, l'chalav l'chalav, doesn't matter what it's for, but you can't say edus on an ish, lo yokum eid echad be'ish. Now, Reb Chaim Shlomo is not making up a drasha, he's learning up to Sifri, that lo yokum eid echad be'ish, l'chalav l'chalav chatas, that the punchline, the dogish of this braisa was, you can't say edus on an ish, but al-kopanim, says Reb Shmuel Yaakov, this is the whole shtickle here, says Reb Shmuel Yaakov, in Parsha Shoiftim, that Reb Chaim Shlomo said that maybe that's Pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos is mavur, that you have to, Taisa didn't understand that how could a shliach say b'fanai nechta when it comes to a get shicher? You don't have mishum igun akilu bei rabbanon. So how are you going to answer the Gemara's kash on that base amid base? Daf gimel amid aleph. Freak up kiveger. I understand what the problem is. That was only an issue because it's a davar shebe'erva. L'chayra, this is not a davar shebe'erva. This is a shaila. Is he a get in evet or is he not in evet? So what's the shaila with davar shebe'erva? Zokrem shmuyankim chayim shmulevit said erachinami. Taisa wasn't coming mitzad davar shebe'erva, but Taisa fell that to be made on a person that he's an eved, or to say that a person's not an eved, that's being made on the ish. As a man, she's a free man. So that's saying edus in the ish. That was where Tosfos was coming from. Tosfos was coming mitzad l'yokum eid echad be'ish. That's where it was. That was the issue, and that is really the premise of what Tosfos kasha was. One interesting thing you see from Tosfos is that there's a concept of aguna even by a man. Right? Because Tosfos's kasha was that why does b'fanai nechta work by a get shicher? There's no mishum aguna akilu bei rabbanon. Tosfos said there is mishum aguna akilu bei rabbanon because he can't marry ben chayrin. Additionally, he can't do mitzvahs. So you say meris, it's pretty mefurish that just like mishum iguna b'loshen ekeva, mishum agun akilu bei rabbanon as well. And the truth is something we spoke about. We spoke about this in Masechtas Yevamos. This was when we went through the Inyan of Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Specifically, this is Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom part 3. But this was a festa shmooze, be'ikar in the Chuvas of the Noi de Yehuda, where the shailas that came about, and these were new shailas that you didn't find in the times of Chazal. So everyone knows there's a perik in Shas called Ha'isha Rabbah, right? Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayam. And Erecha comes and says, I know that your husband died. So the halacha is that Meshumaguna Akilu Bei Rabbanon Daike Isha Mintzaba. When it comes to Edis Isha, we trust in Erecha. What would be if a man's wife went to Medina Sayam and she hasn't been heard from? So that, there's no Mishnah, there's no Braisa, there's no Gemara. This is something that was never discussed. Why? Because what's the shaila? If you want to get married, get married. You can marry another woman. The woman is stuck because she's an eshes ish. So if she doesn't know where her husband is, she's an aguna. But the man is not an agun because the man was always able to marry anybody he wanted anyways. But once Rabbeinu Gershom came and he made a cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So once it was a cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, just like she's stuck at home, now he's stuck at home. And here's the question. The question is, does the kulois of the sugya of eidas isha apply in the reverse, or does it not apply in the reverse? And again, this is something that the Kadmonim never had to discuss. It was a moot point. This conversation wasn't a geya. But in the later doyers, this wasn't a geya. And this was real, real stuff that went on. Now, the emesis is the Mefurish of Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel is in Siman Kuf Nun Ches and Eben Ezer, where the Beis Shmuel says Mefurish, that even though Be'edos Ishe Hikilu, to believe in Eidecha, that's only as it relates to the man that went to Medina Sayam. But counterintuitively, if it's the woman, over there, you're not going to have the same kula. And over there, you're going to need two Edim, and an Eidechot is not going to be believed. Incidentally, the Beit Shmuel says that the reason you're going to need two Edim is not because it's a Dovah Shabbat Erva. He says it's really not a Dovah Shabbat Erva. The reason is because it's an Eidechot Kineged Eschazek Yisura, totally in the two Gersayis and the Pezom and Beis, and it's because of that you're going to only be believed if you have two Edim. The Noida Yehuda was Choylik on the Beit Shmuel. He had a tremendous Koyach that Teir in these Tshuvas, not for now. But one thing is clear. It sounds like from that shmooze that the ikur takana of mishum ogun, mishum iguna, you didn't really have by the man. You had it by the woman, mishum aguna, akilu beirabonon. It felt a little bit from that conversation that the mishum ogun, and to go out of your way to be mekel, that's not something that you would really have. I think this toisus is for sure a marim makam. That you see here that just like mishum iguna, akilu beirabonon, as it relates to the isha, you find this a makar that mishum ogun, akilu beirabonon, is the sugya. The fact that this man can't marry ben chayrim, the fact that he can't be mekayim all his mitzvahs, the isha of Agun is not exclusive to an Isha. The Isnoid of Agun is something that could be true for the man as well. It could be true for the yog.